Now, a special tournament is about to take place, which unfortunately was postponed earlier this year. But did you know that veterans cricket is one of the fastest growing sports
Well,
in Australia? And you're, well, I
Adam White is
don't want to
getting.
cast aspersions, but you and Whitey are heading towards veterans status.
I know.
So
Yes, I am.
you may well be up for
I
the.
could be. I need to know what the qualifications are.
Well, maybe we can find out. Now, Greg Johnson joins us on the line, veterans cricket Victoria President. Greg, good morning to you.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
No, thank you for coming on. Are you finally happy? Obviously, the tournament for the veterans delayed from last year. Finally happy to be getting underway over the next couple of days.
Yes, just a bit of clarification. What was cancelled was our national
Right.
championships, where Victoria plays against all the other states and New Zealand and ACT. We're hoping that this year the national championships will again be run. So, to help our selectors, we're running today and on Sunday trial matches, and we're calling them Metro versus Country in the over 50s, over 60s, and over 70s, which will help the selectors pick our Victorian teams for the national championship.
Now, over 70s, how many nominations do you get for the over 70s team? Because I love the fact that there are plenty of guys who are still putting their hand up to play cricket.
Well, you might be surprised, but in Victoria, we've actually got, I think, 15 registered players who are over 80. The trouble is, we haven't got anyone for them to play against. But no, they play in our comp. In the over 70s, we'd probably have around about 200 players in the over 70s.
Wow.
Over 60s, about 400, and over 50s, about 800.
So
Wow.
any
Plus, I must say, we just started a women's team. Victoria's were just our first women's veterans team played last year. They're over 40.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Any modified rules for the over 70s?
Yes, we generally the boundary's in at about 55 meters, so that's in a bit from
Yeah.
the fence line. And of course, we don't have blokes sliding into the fence when they're fielding. We generally play 40 overs a team on our normal Sunday competition, and it's normally 40 over games. Generally, batsmen retire if they reach 40, and a maximum of 8 overs a bowler. So,
Oh.
while we're still 21 in our heads and very competitive, we're also very conscious of ensuring a good participation, that all our players who want to get a bat or want to get a bowl have that opportunity.
Well, you've just lost Adam White, unfortunately. There's no retiring at 40 for him, so that's a big setback.
Tell us about some of the old boys. Do they still enjoy, or how much does their body fail them when they're still trying to bowl a bit of heat at that age?
Yeah, look, it's really a wonderful fraternity. It's like a physical men's shed. The guys just, they absolutely love it.
Great.
They love being on the ground, and just as much, our lunch breaks and after the games, where we all try to outdo each other with stories of our past glories. But no, we really, really enjoyed it. The blokes just, they love it. We don't, we cater for a lot of single men, and I know from a lot of them firsthand. They just simply say that, the morning they wake up and there's a game of cricket on that day is the highlight of their week.
Oh, fantastic, Greg. Now, we go all over Victoria and RSN 927
And Australia.
and Australia on the app, of course. If people want to get involved, where can they head to in if they want to, they're 70 years old listening to this and would love to get back involved in cricket and haven't played for a few years, where can they go to?
Yep, well, not just 70 though, but we cater for over, we
Yeah.
have an over 50s, over 60s, and over 70s. We've got 73 teams across Victoria. We're probably the only association that's Victoria-wide. Our website, we've got a good website. It's
Yep.
Veterans Cricket Victoria, all one word, veteranscricketvictoria.org.au, where our teams are listed. People can see where our clubs are, and just simply contact your local club. You'll be made most welcome.
Fantastic, Greg. Thanks so much for joining us today. All the best with the Victorian Metro V Country Championships over the next week. And then hopefully those national champs can take place later in the year.
Thanks very much.